Huh?
What happened to those? No,
Gramps. You think Gramps is kidding?
Gramps is being grumpy, I think. Doesn't matter. You're acting like a girl.
I'm up to support his bush.
Name the baby. Who named the child? Tomorrow is the son. I named the baby. Most people have a job. It's more comments to work.
What?
Welcome back.
Oh, wow.
Look who's here.
He came back special for Kiddush.
He's a real fatter.
A real fatter. How was it? Yeah?
Time?
Was there any rockets? You don't hear anything.
You love me with flying?
Ben is on his way.
You saw the baby?
What?
Went to see the baby? When you go last night?
Where'd you land?
Before the baby was born, after the baby was born. Which flight were you on?
No, United.
Could be. Because you go from Athens to here. It's okay. It's okay, bud. To United?
Like, you know what I mean? Can't go United.
Guys are doing that from Athens.
You can't.
Okay, you should close. That's the whole idea.
Yeah, you know. We're gonna do pow pow. Kill the guy.
Grandfather's calling for Javas.
You guys had a grandpa.
What'd you eat there? Falafel? What'd you eat there?
You're making Kiddush soup.
But you're away, right?
Everyone's away.
Okay, I can buy less. No, it's one. I told him one 9 and 3rd in a Kugel.
I heard that joke already 6 times in the past, like, 12 hours.
He made the joke?
Yeah. Taking notes of jokes that he said.
This past Shabbos, there was, like, nobody with Kiddush, right? Waiters walking by, so I'm trying to count. Plates. He turns to the waiter, like, all serious. Is there an extra tray for me to bring home? The waiter looks to him. He's laughing, the waiter. He's like, no, I'm serious.
Sunshine
King. All there was, by the way, it was just 2 pans of cocoa. That was the entire kit.
And there's a whole, I think there's 2 pans left over.
How's that possible? There was only 2 pans.
No, he bought 4 pans.
I didn't see 4 pans.
He bought 4 pans.
Pan in the kitchen.
No, he bought four. He bought 4 pans of kugel and 2 pans left over.
Did he say the story? Did he say the story?
He didn't take it out
of there. There were 2 pans left over.
Left it in the one. Someone
was it
frozen?
Yeah.
So Zonishan is
more milk. There's no milk.
Yeah.
Is none in the shed.
Just wanted to get humble. Just wanted to try to get.
Humble. Usually, if you just sit by your seat, it doesn't really come to you.
It does. So why I'm in this predicament.
There's something here. What was that?
We didn't listen long enough to hit a point. Chaim Michel Memusha, this is a regular for you, you know what I mean? You've been feeling like his eye already for 50 years.
No, he does jumping jacks.
He stuck his hand to tell you that.
It's a felt.
It's a felt on the top.
You became a Zayda what?
18.
How old your son has? What's your son's oldest? He's 15 already. But he's already has one that's 15.
The oldest one is almost 17, I think.
17. So when you were 35, you became a Zayda.
Man.
70 minus 17.
That was never his strong point.
Measure once.
70 minus 17 is 45. Yeah.
Not 30.
It could be 45.
53.
If you say, you know, like you mean it, then it becomes.
It's the kids that get along with adults that have a problem.
Oh, that's.
Yeah, I have the same problem.
Hope not.
I have the same problem. I don't get along with children or adults.
Yeah, believe it or not, he's going away for a week with both. He's going away with both.
It's not true. It's one big.
One big child.
Yeah.
You have a lot of car seats? Anyway, love him again. I'm not calling you till you get back. I'll talk to you when you get back. I'm not calling you the whole week.
Could you add my name for the next week, please?
That's Slacha. Nobody should call him, please, till he comes back.
No, he'll be all right once he lands. His
brother's there. Today's shit.
Our brother lands the first. What was the first up? Alcohol store. He sends me pictures. I said that, then, and that.
I had it waiting.
You bring all food for Shabbos? You bring all the food for Shabbos?
You buy it there.
There's way to buy there?
In Arizona.
Oh, you're in Arizona.
I see the candles. So now everything's there.
They took over because it's your trip. Hmm? You don't know anyone you're going with. You're flying yourself.
For sure.
I have the red haired kids. I got
TSA and my kids didn't.
That's bad. Happens to be your wife has TSA? I'm assuming so, right?
Actually, my kids all got ME.
What do you mean your kids?
You can put it on the same ticket.
You go under your ticket.
Right.
Under 12 years old.
So you
go
back
yours.
Yeah, by the way,
oh, that's why I'm
you have to bring them to the security. Your wife's going to wait in line nicely.
She's not going to be able to come with everybody else?
Nope.
No.
Yeah, you could push it in.
No, you can't.
I've done it.
No, you can't.
I've done it.
I've done it.
When Shmuley and I chased you guys to Europe, the JFK line was like an hour and a half, and he just let me through.
Then you get it.
Yeah, I've done it. Rafael Zam Zem Miracle, Omer Mekasim, and Aron Esther, Brian DeMaria, Masri Lissar.
The guy was
actually
hilarious. It's on his body.
Who?
The
guy who was in the tank with Omer Mekasim?
One of the people who was in the tank. They found his body.
These bodies are whole?
This is the first one they found not buried. That was buried.
Oh, it was buried?
Yeah.
Where did they find it?
Someone
gave them a tip.
Every other one that was not buried was in the tunnel or whatever, all the bodies. This one was actually buried in the ground.
It's unbelievable.
The
sick people, these Arabs. Sick people, the Arabs.
Those tunnels must stink.
But they knew he was dead already.
Wow.
Unless you put his age.
You know how many bodies men have found? Because they'll be buried.
Yeah, they.
There's not that many left.
There's 107 left.
No, there's
106 left.
106 left.
Yeah, it's not that many. It's a lot of people.
And they know like 35 or 40 are dead.
No, but they say that there's 25 with him.
So interesting.
That's the same.
Everybody
got. They're in handcuffs. How do they know that?
They have people in there that keep on capturing and
they know
saying.
More, like they know exactly
they had. They know where he is. They just can't kill him.
They don't want to kill him.
They want to kill him.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
Why?
What, do they want to get him alive?
They know the way he thinks. They know exactly step by step. Tell them to finish with their procedure, whatever they got to do.
No, yesterday morning, right?
They know how they're going to retaliate.
All right. Brian DeMuir, Masrei Lassara. Yitzma Shalam, Yaakov Afrum, Mitzvim Shana Minna, Sosan Bash Belo, Shmuel Baruch Aleyo. Avram and Gila, Soros Ashras Masha, Atzlocho, Esli Baschai Yafa, Domim and Peril, and Yom Yudim and Sori Yechet. And in honor of the Simcha, welcome back, Tzvi.
Grandpa.
Itmar, let's go. Feta Tzvi, we know that. That's evident. You don't have to say it, you don't have to rub it in. Itmar, Ravuna Marav. So we're up to Samach Dalam, based on Michum Ramush on the bottom. Ravuna Marav, Halacha Kech Divri Chacham. Halacha is like Divri Chachamim who hold that when you sell something, you sell it ba'ayin ra. You sell it with a bad eye. Samach Dalam, based on the bottom, four lines at the end. Rabbi Yermia Barava, we're up to Samach Yaman Alav. Rabbi Yermia Barava. Many times we said in front of Rav Hilchasakar Bakiva, how could Rav say Allah Zakachamim? We said many times in front of him that Allah Zakachamim, and he never said anything. If he held the fakirat, he should speak up. He says, how did you learn? He says, no, when I learned that Braisa, I was learning that Rabbi Kiva holds by Ra. That's why I didn't say anything. But really, you're right. I should have said something. If I would have chopped what was going on, I would have said something. But over here, because I learned that it was Rabbi Ro, that's why I hold. That's why I didn't say anything. Mainly when it was staying with the shita that Rav holds, Rabbi Ro, Moicher.
Like
Rabbi Kiva. Like Rav Chachamim. I understand. Rabbi Kiva really holds Rabbi Yafa Moicher. Chacham holds Rabbi Ro Moicher. Rav holds Aloch like Chachamim. I over there, he said, I look like a Bekiva, because he was learning it backwards. He was learning that Bekiva was the one who said, Ba'ayin Ra. Right. Really, Rabbi Kiva, we know, is Ba'ayin Yafam Mecha. That's our sugya. Amalei Avinu L'Ravashi, Lema Ozdu L'Tamayu. We're saying that the machloikis, this machloikis of Ba'ayin Yafam Mecha, or Ba'ayin Ra Mecha, is another machloikis. Damam Rachman Amar Shmuel, Ha'achin Shechoku. You have brothers that split. So basically, Ha'achin Shechoku, they split with each other, which means that they sold one another. Basically, there was a inheritance, an estate, and the brothers split between each other. So basically, they sold off to each other. Each one sold his chelik to him, he sold his chelik to him. So let's say there's two houses over here. I sold you my the shul. We both own the whole thing. I sold my brother the shul. My brother sold me the oitzah, his part of the oitzah and his part of the shul. We split. We did. So Achim Shecholku Einlan Loy Derech Zalze. Now, one brother cannot walk through the shul to come to this part. Loy Derech Zalze, Loy Sumel Zalze means you can't go up the ladders. Loy Chalun Zalze means that the windows don't mean anything. So this window, for instance, he wants to open the window into here. So the father owned everything. Now it's two separate residents. The brother owns the shul, and I own here. So I want to put a wall here on the windows, to block the windows. I'm allowed because it's not, this brother who owns the shul doesn't have a chazaka on the windows anymore because it's not one residence. Even though his father had a chazaka on the windows, I mean, it was his house. He was able to do whatever he wants. But like Amasa Mayim Zalza, they don't share the river. Vizoru behen shalach kavuzen. Be careful because this is halacha. This is halacha. So it's interesting. The Rashbam speaks out that even though Papa had rights, he had a right to put a ladder, he had a right, but this now it's split.
Right.
Well, he did have a right.
He has his
ownership.
He can do whatever he wants.
So now that it's split, you can. Now, even though the brother who's taking the oitzer, he's got to fly into the oitzer somehow, come through the skylight. He has no way of getting in here. It's perech ba'aver. Rashbam says, but that's Meicher Ba'ayin Yafa Meicher. So when he sold the shul to his brother, when he split his chelik shul, he gave it totally away. He didn't leave anything for himself. Now the question is, why don't you say fakert? Why don't you say the brother who gave the who sold his chelik in the oitzer means? Why don't you say Meicher Ba'ayin Yafa Meicher on both sides? You have two sales over two guys over here. It's not just the guy. It's not just the Oitzer guy. It's a mismarriage guy too. If Ba'ayin Yafa Meicher on both ends, so then you left over a place for the guy to go, because Ba'ayin Yafa Meicher. So Rashbam asked the question. I'm not 100% sure what he's asking, what he's answering. Well, we're saying Ba'an Yafa Meicher.
I'm saying even if you say Ayin Ra.
Ayin Ra for sure.
Same problem. Same
right.
Benefit.
Okay. But so he says, Aval Gabi Chitzen Lo Shaych Ayin Ra Mash'en and Noisen Lo Saderech Sh'en and Meicher Besada Zua Chitzen El Lekech Kech Lo Shaych Ayin Yafa. He's saying that the guy in the Bes Medrash, he's a Lekech, he's not a Meicher. It's only by Meicher is Ayin Ra. Ein Yafa Meicher means he's a lekeach legabi the shul, the brother. He sold him his chelik in the oitzer. So we say by Ein Yafa Meicher, yeah, it gave you the whole chelik. Legabi the shul, he's a lekeach. He's not a meicher. So by lekeach, you don't say by Ein Yafa lekeach. That's what he says. right? Because he's a lekech, it's not a meicha.
But it's a meicha or legabe the
oitza. Yeah, so he sold the whole oitza, it's anachanami. But legabe the shul, he's a lekech. Avagabe chitzin, he says, lo shayach ein ro, mash ein a noisen loy. That's not called ein ro, zaderach, shari ein a meicha besad zu a chitzin, a lekech. Well, kech lo shayach ein yofo. Avasad a primus, have a hu meicha. Shemach lo shayach ein ro, shemach lo shayach ein ro, shemach lo Leka ein ro gabe klal. And gabe that, he didn't leave anything over. He gave him the whole thing. But like gabe that, he's lekech, so we don't say ein ro. Azo
is okto. You say ein ro, you say ein ro, but it's only on the...
On the meicha, not on the kech. Yeah. Zot gemar vayte, ve rav amar, yesh lahem. They do have. They do have. And that's the machloikas. Do you hold ayin ro or ayin yofo? And tricha, when in both cases, yeshmin bahi, bahi kama rav, shen amle bi'inu lemeder, ki echad dor be'avosi. Means, why does rav have to speak out that we don't say ba'in ro, ba'in yofo? Because you would think that the brother could have a taina, I want to live the way Papa lived. The way Papa lived, he was able to walk through one house to the next. Because obviously he owned it. So when we split, I want to be able to have that right. It means like a pasuk, it's like a Yerusha thing. Al Baha, so maybe over there he would agree. Al Baha, that's why I speak out that no. Al Baha, and that's why Rav speaks out that I hold by Ayin Ra Mecha. Al Baha, Eim Moidel Ishmu. Maybe in our case, he Moidel Ishmu. Only in our case, Shmuel says, Avo Baha and Moidel Rav. Maybe we agree to Rav. It's Richo. Right. We agree to Rav that. 1 second. No, Mishmuel would agree to Rav that ba'ayin yafa meicher and that he would have a derech. Right? That's what Rav says, yesh lahem derech. Because why? Because I want to live like the father lived.
They have a derech, it's ayin ra.
It's ayin ra, right. That's Rav Sheet. The Rav Sheet is ayin ra. That's what we said on top. Alach divichom. So mela, but really it's ayin yafa meicher. Maybe it's really ayin yafa meicher. I over here, he only agrees to Rav over here because he wanted to live like father wanted to live. So mainly, he doesn't agree to Rav in theory, but he agrees to Rav in this case. That's why we need both cases to say that no, that we're still sticking with our guns, and we still hold, I hold a Mayashit Ayin Yafa, you hold a Yushit Ayin Ra, and it doesn't matter the scenario. Yeah, stick to the gun. Moil Rav Tzricho. That's the Gemara. Zog the Gemara weiter. Amalei Rav Nachman Ravuna Hilchasa. Kavosain. Now it's interesting. According to the Rashash, I saw the Yad Ramah Esakasha and the Gemara. It's just important to bring out this point. Yad Ramah says, I don't understand. It's a Mechatois. It's a Mechatois.
Which one, Nachman?
Yeah. We split. We went to the mediator. Finally, split the whole mediation. We split the whole estate. Next day, I try to walk to my house. This guy says, "No, fly in." I don't know. Figure it out. What do you mean? Are you crazy? You think I wanted this house? If I can't get there, what kind of ridiculous thing is this? Forget it. It's a whole split's a mistake. That's not what I meant. When I split with you, I meant that I should be able to have a way to get into my house. It's not a split. So Yad Ramah, and he says even more, he says, what's the point? What's the point? What does the guy have from it? Guy has nothing from it. Guy has zero from the house. Can't get there. It's impossible to get to the house. He just can't get there. So what's the point of the whole split? What did I get from this Yerusha? I got nothing. Come back to Bez and say, listen, I this whole thing is a Mechatois. So Yad Ramah says, no, it's not a Mechatois. Why? Because you have Bar Metzorites. So yeah, for the time being, having the Oitzah doesn't do you any good because you can't get in there. But when Lang sells his property and it's adjacent to the Oitzer, you're going to buy it. When he buys it, you have a way to get into your property. So you do have something. You can't say you have nothing. That's the first thing. And the other Acharim speak out, according to Rashash, it's Bechlal not Akasha. Because the whole shayla in the Gemara, like we spoke about yesterday, is not like gabe. It's not when we say that you have to fly into your property, it means it says you don't have a normal way of getting into your property. You can't bring your car. You don't have a driveway. But a derech, a zichah can get in. The whole shayla in the Gemara is, do you have the normal way of getting in? No, that you don't have. There's no driveway. The driveway's done. You know, you can't put your car here. But the Rishash said yesterday, we spoke about yesterday, you weren't here, but we spoke about yesterday, I don't mean to rub it in, I'm just telling you. Just stating.
You might need alcohol to come here. Just bring a bottle, you don't have to. He's not coming tomorrow.
Anyway, so he wishes he would be able to come tomorrow. Unfortunately, he thought he's doing something good, applied the trip, and everybody's mad. Not one person happy with the trip. There's no reason we have to go there. None of my friends going. Why can't we just go away for Shabbos? A normal house, a normal place.
Everyone's happy besides me.
You learned the same mahalach from next tomorrow was Zel from Zel.
Yeah. Yeah, Rishash learns the klo like that. Yeah, so Rishash learns. So no, Rishash learns that yesterday's whole shayla, he speaks it out right at the beginning yesterday. It's not that there's no, when we say there's no derech, mecher ba'ayin ro, ba'ayin yofa mecher, and you sell everything, you don't give it away. He says that means you don't have the dal damas. There's a normal way for a guy to get into his house. That you don't have. But you definitely have a way. Nobody will split a property. It means two brothers are splitting an estate. The guy's no way splitting an estate that he can't even walk into his property. Shash says that's ridiculous to think such a thing.
So he's allowing you to walk.
Allowing you to walk, but
not giving you a path.
He's not giving you a path. He's not giving you a four-foot. It's not a place for you to park your car. You can't bring your trucks in. You can't move in. You have no way to move your stuff in. He's allowing you. Yeah, you can walk in. You're allowed to just walk into my property. That's it. So according to him, there's no kasha mechtois. Not mechtois. You're able to get in, but you can't really enjoy the property to the fullest extent because you can't bring stuff. Itma. His son didn't get the speech yet from the Masifta about minion stuff. So this is the last year Kechaparai. Next year, his son's going to tell him where we're going. Next year, they're going to Machne Nofesh. You know what I'm saying? A Satma resort. A mikveh. And a tish. And a Rebbe said, in the summer, you have to change. No, but you have to get out a little bit, you know?
Ta.
A Rebbe said, tell your Rebbe to please stop it. Yeah. Did you tovel all the dishes, Dad? Just learned the halacha, kids of Shulchan Aruch.
Opa? Gonna be called Opa?
No. Grandpa. No.
Grandpa?
No.
He's not sure yet.
Anyway, Zaidi.
Zeta.
The Philippines call it a Lola.
Okay.
And that house, and that house what?
Nobody can call you Lola.
Hey, in case you're looking for anything. Is that what they call you?
In case you're looking for Philippines?
Hope never get there. My closest thing to the what are you, not Europeans. Almost. What are you called? Philippines is when I call Gladbach.
Or Mike's.
Oh, Mike's. Oh, you want a pretzel chicken? No, I want them to order 10 minutes ago. I've been on the phone with you for 10 minutes trying to figure out how to put it in the system.
It takes literally a minute and a half from when you order till it's ready in your car.
Yeah, literally, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. You think Mike's chicken, it comes into your mouth. I don't know how to order online.
I never talk to them. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know how to order.
But I do talk to them. They know too much information about me.
You know that I'll date a schmoozy.
Yeruchim already intercepts the phone call with Avi. It's already 20 minutes. Can you stop talking to the lady? What story are you telling her?
Are you trying to hire her?
Let's go. Sigmara says, Amalei Rav Nachman Ravuna Hilchsa Kavasin or Hilchsa Kavasaychu. Amalei Hilchsa Kavasaychu? Kavasaychu? Like Rav? Rashbam says he was a son-in-law of the Nasi, of the Gadol Hador, and Mela he used to hang out over there. Rashbam says so whatever he says goes, because he knew he was in Rav Forsham's house day and night. Kavosin, no, Kavosin is Shmuel. Hilchos Kavosin is Shmuel, Rambam says.
Right, exactly.
Me, though, yeah?
Right,
so is it like Shmuel? Is it like Shmuel or is it like Rav?
Right, the
Nachman's
asking.
Hilchos Kavosin, which is Shmuel, Hilchos Kavosaychu. Like Rav. I'm only Hilchos Kavosaychu.
Like Shmuel.
Like Rav.
I thought Rav was answering to Amnachum.
What do you mean? I'm going to which is like Shmuel.
No.
Like Hilchus Kavasaychu.
Right.
Which is Rav.
Right.
I'm only Hilchus Kavasaychu.
Rav is answering back. Right. Rav is answering back. That's like you, Amnachum, that's like Shmuel. The Funa Marab is the first end of on the base. It's a Funa Marab.
Nachman Talmidei Ahoya of Shmuel.
And he was the Rosh Kulisa's die.
No, Shmuel Ram Nachman Talmidei Ahoya. Rosh Bam doesn't say.
It says he does.
Really?
Look
where?
Look at the question
Rashbam doesn't say.
Well, if you wonder who is responding, that means
it's in the period by Rosh Kulisa of Nachman. The wide lines, 8 lines now.
Where?
What, am I crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah, but why?
8 lines down. Where?
The 8 lines on top of the wide lines.
That's not saying it's like a
Shmuel. Rogel Makom Adyanim. So he was.
Rav Nachman, the Chazon Ha'Mishnah says, "Rogel Makom Adyanim Shchir Adyanim Rogel Ma'is Choyam Heich Tainim." Yeah, it just says what he says. Okay.
Depends on going the back and forth conversation. If Rav Nachman is responding to Rav Nachman, then he's saying to a cipher like Rav Nachman and Shmuel. How are you going the back and forth in the Gemara? Nachman's asking if one's responding. Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay, we'll let you go with that.
Thank you.
I don't know. Zokti Gemara. Another interesting Gemara. Itma shnei batim zelefnim mizeh. You have two houses, one in another. It means like the shul and the oitzer. Same perfect scenario. Shnei b'mecher, shnei matano, enam derech zalzeh. And this is agreeance according to everybody. Sai Rav and Sai Shmuel. Sai if you hold Ayin Ra, Sai if you hold Ayin Yafa. Over here, everybody would agree is Ayin Yafa Mecher. Because they're both, you didn't leave anything for yourself. The only time is a shayla is when you leave something over for yourself. When you give it away, or you sell both, everybody agrees that there's no, that it's Ayin.
You know what you're getting.
Ayin Yafa Mecher, and you totally sell it out. No, you totally sell it, it's Ayin Yafa. You're selling everything.
You have no interest in anything.
You have no interest for yourself to keep it. Enam derech zalzeh. Kolchkin, the kolchkin chitza matano, the opinion of mecher. Chitza mecher, opinion matano. And chitza mecher, opinion matano, which means that if one of the matano is more ba'ayin yafa mecher. Matano is even more than mecher. I mean, mecher and Sai Matana, we say Ayin Yafa when you're selling it, but Matana is even more than mecher. So Zoti Gemara, Sava Mina.
The
Rav says
that as a contract. You didn't learn that one?
What?
The last 4 words.
The whole Itma.
Kotchen Chitza Matana, Opinim Mecher.
No, it's the whole Itma. It's a contract. Leading to
Kotchen.
What's
a contract? Al Matana. Of Matana. Kotchen is Matana. The Matana should be Ayin. Matana should be Ayin Yafa.
Even though it's Panimi.
Even though it's Panimi. Yeah. Chitza Matana, Panimi Mecha. Chitza Mecha, Panimi Matana, Savamino, Einlam Derech Zalzeh. That's what you would think. Velohi, Mila Tana, Medvah, Murum Mecha. There's Matana, he says Kulam. Because it's by Ayin Yafa Mecha. Al Mandio Matana, by Ayin Yafa Yav. Hachanami, Mandio Matana, by Ayin Yafa Yav. So Mela, in that case, you would say it's by Ayin Yafa.
Pnimi is always
Ayin Yafa. Matan is only Bani Yafa, yeah. So I mean, even Rabbanu will hold by Ayin Ra, by when you give it, it's Ayin Yafa Noisim. Zok the Gemara writer, Mishnah. Parents consider Mechira. It's Lakuchas. They have a dinner Lakuchas.
After.
Yeah. They have a dinner Lakuchas.
Otherwise, it goes back Yogel or something. It's like a lot of.
Yeah.
I guess that's assuming the father didn't specifically. Well,
if he was smart.
Is he allowed on that topic? Is he allowed to say he gets that, he gets that?
Mechaim?
The father.
Mechaim,
yeah.
When he's alive, of
yeah.
course.
And says you have to let him use the window. Or you have to
of course, of course. That's the best. That's the best thing.
Specify,
he doesn't specify as a prom. This is what we're holding. It's specified. The best thing is specify.
If he specified, be matan.
Yeah, it's done. It's done deal. It's a matan mechaim. Matan mechaim. Give it away, mechaim is the best thing in the world. Matana's always buying Yafa and give it away. It's done. It's specified exactly what it is. A guy just told me that older guy, wealthy guy, he told me that he has every single thing down to the last painting, everything in his house. He has a lot of nice stuff. Every single thing. A lot of kids. And he says, I can't think about the fight. Everything he gave, everything away. No. No, he has a lot of money. He has a lot of money. So he has a lot of money.
Not necessarily a huge fight. 99% of them is some sort of fight.
I don't think he'll have a fight because he has a lot of kids and he has a lot of money. And he figured he sat with a cheshbon to give this kid what he thinks this kid would like, you know.
Why are you giving that?
Every kid got a lot of stuff. It's not like, you know. No, I think he split it. But you could try to preempt the fight. You could try to think about what this kid likes, what this kid likes.
He could have done it together.
He can't sit together because
most of it is his judgment.
You
yeah.
So he says, well, it's like,
that kid can't visit me. This one never came
to
no,
the house. Yeah, but he's dead. But he's an idiot. He's obviously an idiot.
My grandma did that. She counted, she divided all the silver, all those pieces. Two spoons for him, two spoons for him.
Not really, but it was some nice little pieces. And there were gold watch,
yeah. All right. Hamoicher Sabayis. Let's go. Now we're going in. The guy sells the house. Hamoicher Sabayis, Mocher Sadelis. My step grandfather, my mother's stepfather. So he was God. He was very good to my mother. He was very good to my parents. He was very nice to us. But he was married to my grandmother. So he left her apartment. Her house in Queens, and left her house in Florida, and he left her money, but he had a lot of money. He had a lot of stuff. He has five boys, and most of them weren't on speaking terms. I think only one was on speaking terms.
With him or
with him?
Died.
Yeah.
And he left the money?
No, so what he did was he knew that when he dies, they're all going to come running. So he made he lawyered up with his will that if anybody contests the will, all the money goes to my grandmother. Which is the worst thing for them. Their stepmother gets everything. So when he died, my grandmother called all his kids, five kids. They all came up running over to the house. And where's the will? Guys just died. So she said, here's the will. She gave a copy of the will, sent them all to him. And so they said, we can't bury him until we see the will. We have to know all the details. I wanted to push up the burial to get... So he wrote in there that if you contest the will, even one drop, everything goes to her. So they're like, okay, just bury him whenever you want.
Did he give him anything?
He gave each one a few piastres. I don't know, whatever he did. He knew these guys, these bums, you know.
He always had to give something. Because if he signaled, this is what I've heard, I don't know. But supposedly if you say nothing, that could be contested. So
she convinced him.
Right.
If you give him something, you're saying, giving you this, but I'm giving you X amount.
And
He gave. He had a coin collection worth $1 million. He split that between three kids. He had a remote control car collection worth $500,000. I'm saying stuff like, what are we going to do with it? Like, I give it all to them. What am I going to do with the remote control car collection?
There's a term for that. I think
It's not his grandfather. He doesn't care what you call him.
He was very nice to us, actually.
What about Hesh? She got anything?
Hesh got everything. On that one.
Another toilet. Anyway.
Hello, Louie.
You saw that one collection? $1 million?
I didn't see it, but he had. He had.
What, he had pennies?
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. All kinds of stuff. Hamarcha's a bias. I wouldn't worry. Hamarcha's a bias. Hamarcha's delos.
I do this every day. It's okay.
See a lot of reforms from. So basically, you have like this. You have a house. A guy sells a house. So pay attention. Pay attention. Hamarcha's a bias. Hamarcha's a delos. You sell the door. The door is part of the house. Avalos amavteach, not the key. Now, what does it mean, the key? The key, we'll see in the Gemara on Beis, it was a key that basically stayed in the door. But it was considered mechuber, but it could be carried. It could be carried. So it's not considered, and I saw the Shittim Kibetzis brings down, that's what Rashbam learns, the Shittim Kibetzis brings down, that the door is a necessity for the house. You got to close the door to the house. The lock is not a necessity for the house. You want to lock the door. You could lock the door, you don't have to lock the door. It's not a necessity. So it's not... You could get in. You don't need a lock on the door.
The lock
was there. You can't get in.
I understand. If it's not locked with the key, you don't need the key to be in there. You can have the door without the key. So Mela, he says it's not part of the house. Avaloy samachtech. Mocha samachtech. You sell the house. You sold the machtech. The grinder, the mill that's connected. Kavua. Avaloy samachtech. The portable is not sold. Marcus it's Drupal, which is the rock on the bottom, this guy on the bottom. To me, it looks like an old-fashioned microphone. You know, like you pick up the phone. Hello, hello. But anyway, I don't know. But that's what it's a mill, according to Gary.
Mill ring.
Avalois Akelis, the one that's on top. It's a portable thing. I'm not exactly sure how it is, but Gary seems to know it's the top thing. You can take it up with him. Avalois Akelis. Avalois Ataner, not the Taner. Taner is the top one. Is the second one. Avalois Akurayim. Well, Karayim is the second one. Top one is Karayim. Top is Tanner. His man should only who chamash v'zaychoy. If he says, "I'm selling you this house with everything in it," are you cool? Now, what about the key? Is the key included? So Rishbam says, "Umafteach nami ikitashmisha lepesecha shel delazu ve'ein roi la'acheres." The reason why the key is included, because what else you can do with the key? Key's only for this house. Zokter Rashbam, the rest of the stuff, metaltalim are not included in the house. He says anything that you could carry out is not bottled to the house. It means when you sell a house and you say everything that's in it, doesn't mean the washing machine. I'm moving to another house. I'm taking the washing machine with me. He says Rashbam says a svara that when I sell a house, I'm staying in the neighborhood. I'm just selling my house. I want to take my washing machine with me. But as opposed to a field, he brings down the Gemara on the Kuf Gimel, Kuf Nun, later on. When you sell a field, you're selling everything in it. Why? Because usually when you sell a field, this is a svar, I don't know where you get this from, you move out of the area. You don't sell a field to move down the block. If I have a field in Laguna Lane, I'm not selling it to move to Long Beach, to a field. I'm obviously getting away from this town, I'm going to Tom's River. So Mila, I'm not schlepping my stuff with it. Leave it alone. But when I sell a house on Laguna Lane, I could be just moving to Long Beach. So I'm just moving over my washing machine, my fridge. That's the svara that the Rashbam says. Interesting svara. So much lema sis like our mayor. Our mission is not like our mayor. Who's your mayor? Your mayor says, Machabayan Yafa Meicher. Dear mayor, Ha'amar Machas Akarim. Machatashmish Akarim. You sell everything. Sorry, that's not our mayor. Rameh's shita is that when you sell the vineyard, you're selling all its not necessities. What are they called?
Accessories.
With it. I feel to Rameh. Maybe you could say it's Rameh. Hasam kaviyah, hachalik kaviyah. It's not. It's over there. We're talking about where it's cemented. It's a kaviyah, not cemented. How do you say kavua in English?
Permanent.
Very good. Hasam kaviyah, hachalik kaviyah. I feel tomorrow about mafteach dumin del k'tani. So I don't understand. It has to be that over here we are talking about stuff that's kavua, because if it's not talking about kavua, then you can make a tzrichasa in the door itself. You could say it depends. Rashbam says you would be able to say if it's kavua, then it has one halacha. If it doesn't have kavua, if it's not kavua, it has another halacha. And the fact that we don't say that, it must be that everything over here is kavua. So you don't have this dafkamina of Rameyer. Ella machvat masil like Rameyer. Must be like Rameyer. And that's where the Rishbam says that you can't say that this, when the Mishnah starts off saying, says, machas does loz mafteh, you can't say the mafteh is metatlin. That would be one shot to say. The reason why I sell you the house, I'm including the door, because the door is kavua. It's on the hinges. It's part of the house. But the key is not kavua. But it's not true, because the Gemara comes out, maskaras a Gemara, that the key is kavua. The key stays in the door. It's kavua. So it's not metatlin. But the Rashbam says, her tashmish kalu v'noyach letatlai upa'amim shemetaltel ezav letodir. That's the point. The reason why when I sell you the house, I'm including the door, because that never gets carried. Nobody ever carries out a door. Yeah. Schwarzblatt is a whole different story. I sent him a lock yesterday. Even he was floored. He never... They're very cool. Could you get me that? I love it.
They don't make it.
It's a very cool lock. It's a sleek lock. They're going to come out with it again.
I'm going to go to the lock, though, and they already came out with it.
I'll show you. I'll show you later. I'll take a picture.
Cabinet lock.
Yeah, you put on this big clunker. This is a very discreet lock.
Yeah, discreet. And you look behind and you said the mechanism.
Yeah, the behind is horrible. It's horrible. It's obviously horrible. Okay, but let's look at where I'm at. Turn it on. Hamoiches Abayis, let's go. Machi's nervous. Hamoiches Abayis, Machas Adelos, Vesanagar. The Numak's not here. But there's a Minnow, and the
Minnow.
Minnow is the handle. Avaloyis Amaftech. Machas Amaftech. The Gemara is over here bringing down that he argues down Mishnah. Machas Amachteshes, Hachakuko, Avaloyis Akavua. Machas Itzru, Avaloyis Akelas. Loyis Atan, Avaloyis Akarayim, Avaloyis Arachayim. Avaloyis Arachayim, Akal Machul Kakar Yakaka. Anything that's mechuber is kaka, but mancha amalei who? Chamashim zoychar rekul mechurin. Bankach or bankach, still loymacha loyis abor, loyis adus, loyis atzia. Like we said, because that's a total different tashmish. So you can't. Everything that's included in the house, I'm selling, but only stuff that's part of the shtamsh of the house. Stuff that's not a shtamsh of the house, that I'm not selling. All right, I wanted to really go by it. We'll do that tomorrow.
Safe trip.
You'll do it tomorrow in Arizona. Have a safe trip. Zuck the Mishnah. Take all the svarim with you. You have a suitcase for the svarim? What the son has? Okay, fine. A Talmud Chacham goes with a wheelie of svarim.
What sense to take the suitcase?
What about Sefer Torah? You don't need it. Oh, there's a minion over there.
No, he's good.
You can book him.
Yeah. Moshe says he knows that.
Okay, so this week is Rosh Chodesh benching. Don't forget. Who are you, Aimer? Chav Adam Shnibu Tzel. Might be the last time your son ever comes with you on a vacation. After his Rebbe tells him what happened, that what he did wrong.
Who was that Rebbe?
Who are you, Aimer?
That used to tell the
what
kids, and now you're not a Rebbe.
Who are you, Aimer? Chav Adam Shnibu Tzel.
We'll find out. I don't know.
Chibi Hussein,
and I
gave up.
I was looking.
This does not. This is not.
And I said, guys, I'm done. You guys are. Book something.
It's been 15 years to figure
it out.
No patience for this. Shlema Kibitzel.
What's that mean?
They
woke up last Wednesday.
What's
it called? There's literally no houses.
Is there an Eruv? Hello, you have to make an Eruv.
You get a camper.
Bring string with you. What are you going to do? Stay stuck in a house the whole Shabbos?
He doesn't need to carry anything.
They want to carry something, a ball or something. I mean, you're going to be stuck there?
Ball and Shabbos. Kids on the Eruv. Ball and
Shabbos?
Why not? No, not a blow up one, like a hard one.
Next thing you tell me, they go biking also?
Tell me they can't wait. Yeah, I wish I had a camera to see what goes on in Arizona.
No. First is scooter.
Anyway, you bought special undershirts, the one with the strap, because it's hot over there. It's hot over there. You can't have the regular. Arizona's hot.
But he's in Flagstaff. It's not as hot.
It's hot, not humid.
It's in the 75. Trips
might be hot. But day
trips. Flagstaff is 75.
Think it's not far away. Think it's hot, but not humid.
Yeah.
That's what it said.
Listen, Beagle Isaac comes in last night. I said, what's going on? He's like, I was in the car for 3 weeks in my van. He's like, I can't move. He went to Denver. They drove to Denver. They made a full
360.
Jesus,
that's what he spells. By the way, is that the pizza store in
Shana Kibitzel Nukim Asos Adam?
Yeah.
So you see that Hashem put it in the Torah. Obviously, it's a chavivas that he gave us all these things.